Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On this Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to take a look at the musical term opus, as used in jazz. A good definition is a work of music or a set of works with a specified rank in an ordering of a composer's complete published works. Well, jazz musicians like to use the term when putting titles to their compositions, so let's hear some jazzy opuses. Horace Silver recorded Opus de Funk in 1956, Horace on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Drummer Louis Belson and trumpeter Roy Eldridge collaborated on Opus 711, Live at the Flamingo in 1958. We are enjoying some jazz opuses on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Alto man Art Pepper recorded Art's Opus in 1956 with the quartet, Russ Freeman on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, and Gary Frommer on drums. In 1945, Anita O'Day and the Gene Krupa Orchestra did Opus 1. Vibraphonist Gary Burton and pianist Makoto Ozone recorded a duet on Opus Half in 1994.
back in their brain to think of a name to give to this tune so Frankie can croon. And maybe old Bing will give it a fling, and that'll start everyone humming the thing. The melody's dumb, repeat and repeat, but if you can swing, it's got a good beat. And that's the main thing to make with a feed, 'cause rockin' rhythm's ruling the day. So they call it Opus One. Come on, latch on and jump. Hey, it's Opus One. This ain't no time to slump. Maybe if Benny the King would do it in swing, and old Mr. G could rock it for me, there's never a doubt you'll knock yourself out if ever you should hear Opus One.
On this Dr. Jazz Hour, we are exploring Opus Jazz. Frank West plays the flute on his 1959 recording of Opus de Blues. Solos by Curtis Fuller on trombone, Thad Jones trumpet, and Hank Jones on piano. Stan Kenton and his big band did Opus in Pastels in 1946.
Thank you.
This final set of jazz opuses on this Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with pianist Wynton Kelly and trio in 1951 doing Opus Caprice. Then Vibes man Lem Winchester will do another opus in 1960 with solos by Frank Wess on flute, Hank Jones on piano, and Eddie Jones on bass. And we'll complete this Dr. Jazz Hour with another version of Opus 1 by Buddy Bregman and his orchestra in 1998.
Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.